PFAS are manufactured chemicals used in lots of everyday products. Everything from food packaging to outdoor gear and hand lotions. The best studied of them are linked to a long and growing list of medical concerns,
including cancer, liver damage,
obesity, risk of diabetes, cardiovascular disease.
They can adversely affect almost all of our organs.
As part of our reporting on PFAS, WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel takes us on a trip inside the body to understand what these chemicals do.
Boxes line the front hall of Wendy Thomas's house in Merrimack, New Hampshire, just a bit north of the Massachusetts border.
We get stacks of this. It's almost up to my chest.
Inside each box, jugs of water. Thomas uses it to cook and drink. That's because her well water is contaminated with PFAS.
When PFAS is in your water, you can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it.
Thomas lives near an area that's been polluted by a factory that makes special fabrics with chemical coatings. After hearing about it at a local meeting, she had her well tested. And then, her blood. Almost all Americans have PFAS in their blood. So Thomas thought she was prepared for the results. But she wasn't.
The only word I can come up with is gobsmacked, but I'm sure there's a better word. Numb, raw.
She says her blood levels are higher than 99% of Americans. Thomas began to advocate for better PFAS regulations, even becoming a state representative. But soon her family started falling ill. All six of her adult children are dealing with health issues, like autoimmune conditions, high cholesterol, and weight challenges. And Thomas was diagnosed with breast cancer, despite no family history of it. It's not clear what, if any, role PFAS played. St. Gobain, the company that runs the factory, has not admitted to contaminating the Thomas's well. But it does provide her with those jugs of water.
I don't know if this is all related to PFAS, but it's beginning to look like a duck and it's beginning to quack like a duck.
Scientists are worried about people like Thomas who have been exposed to lots of PFAS, but they say even small amounts could be problematic. These experts are learning more about what's happening once PFAS gets into the body. The first step, they know. Imagine taking a gulp of PFAS-laden water. Those chemicals go from your stomach to your intestine.
And in the small intestine, they'll basically be completely absorbed into the body.
Angela Slitt studies PFAS at the University of Rhode Island's College of Pharmacy. She says once the chemicals get inside, they are like obnoxious house guests. And they have three main calling cards. First, they overstay their welcome. That's because all PFAS contain chemical bonds that are super strong and stable. That's good if you're making a consumer product, but she says it means these visitors are hard to get rid of.
They are just virtually indestructible. So, you know, it takes high temperatures to break down the carbon fluorine bonds. And a problem is that the body doesn't break them down either.
That's where they get the nickname forever chemicals. So substances like caffeine, Tylenol, and the plastics chemical BPA, they leave the body in a matter of hours. Lead leaves the blood in a month or so. For the most prevalent types of PFAS, we're talking years. And in rodent studies, Slitt says,
because the absorption is so effective, but then the elimination is so poor, it builds up really fast.
That brings us to the second calling card, PFAS spread out. Megan Romano is an epidemiologist at Dartmouth School of Medicine. She says PFAS get into the blood.
What that means is it's a really excellent delivery system to get all sorts of places in our body.
That's different from many other toxins that influence just one system or organ. Romano says PFAS can mess with a lot of body functions. One way they do this is by appearing to be something they're not. That's the third calling card. On a molecular level, PFAS can click into certain receptors in the cell.
Essentially, PFAS looks enough like fatty acid that it fools these nuclear receptors into thinking that it knows the secret handshake, and that's how it gets in the door.
Romano says with this trick, PFAS can interfere with hormones, and studies suggest they have the potential to alter how our bodies store and use fat. Those are just some of the harmful effects scientists are discovering. And so far, there's no good way to evict this unwanted guest. Philippe Grandjean of Harvard's School of Public Health says a parent can foist PFAS onto the next generation through the placenta or nursing.
Let's say she breastfeeds for 6 months. She can actually eliminate half of her body burden to the child.
You can also get PFAS out by menstruating or giving blood. Scientists still have a lot of questions. There are thousands of different PFAS chemicals, and most haven't been studied. Chemical manufacturers cast doubt on the research that has been done. Some politicians are working to outlaw these chemicals in many consumer products. A bill to do that was recently filed in Massachusetts. The lawmakers say they don't want to add more PFAS to our environment or let them into our bodies. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.